shut your face. We speak the truth here. We only like to talk about the truth. Real life, nitty gritty shit. Okay. We don't like lies. We don't like liars. We like the real deal. And we also talk to some really cool people. So thanks for listening. Check us out on our Patreon and hit that follow button. Hi. It's your host, Bree. Thank you for staying up for another episode of Shut Your Face. I want to talk about a couple of different things with this one. I have tried to sit here for years and make this post, whether it's like on Facebook or wherever, to address certain things. I wanted to address certain people. I wanted to say certain things. I wanted to get the truth out there. There was so much that I had in me, in my soul, that I wanted to get out. And every time I sat down to do it, I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to do it. I don't like to talk shit about people. I don't like to accept or face the wrongdoing that people do, I guess. It's not that I'm naive. It's just that, like, you have this beautiful image of somebody or something, and that's what the world sees. The world sees this amazing person, but you have this version of them that you feel like nobody else knows about. And that's very frustrating, because you don't want to be called a liar. You don't want to be, you don't want people to not believe you. You know, you don't want to be singled out. You don't want to be bullied. I've already been through that. And there's a lot of things that kind of go in your thought process before you go and you post something on the internet. Because once you post it, it's there. It's there forever. There's been a multitude of posts that I've made over the last 4 to 5 years that I've deleted or changed or moved, just because that doubt, like, creeps up. And especially after your confidence has been shaken and your self-esteem has been, like, knocked down, you actually begin to doubt yourself. And it sucks. It's like a really weird state, because you kind of look back at who you used to be, and you kind of miss that person. Like, I miss the person that I was before I was made out to be who I'm not. Like, for example, I literally had a situation with this chick yesterday who blocked me just for speaking to her. And that's so weird to me. It's like, you ride at a barn that I sponsored. So are they talking shit about me to make you do this? Because I know I'm not weird. I know I'm pretty cool. I know that I used to pay for photo shoots for a bunch of girls out of the kindness of my heart. I used to give out all kinds of free stuff to a bunch of chicks. Like, I've never had problems making friends, but now I have problems with people that I shouldn't have problems with. I mean, people are entitled to their opinion, absolutely, but if I don't fucking know you, what? The only way that I know you is through a third party. That third party's running their mouth? They are, obviously. They are. Like, that shouldn't happen. And that particular situation happened a lot over the last 4 to 5 years. And it happened with people that the public thinks are perfect. They think they're, like, great people. And I'm sitting here having to send cease and desist to them because they're not abiding by their contract. They're telling people that another company made what I made them. This is while they're getting gifts. Like, I took the time to make them a gift and ship it to them. Like, I'm going to cry. I'm trying not to cry. But, like, you do that to somebody who's being nice to you? I'm like, I'm not understanding this thought process. How devastating is that? Like, how sad it is to kind of hear that, and you're trusting this person to represent your company and your brand. could be the bestest friend that you would ever have, and that's what you say? Literally, have done nothing to you, said anything bad, have always just been very cordial, and very, I've literally have left her alone, honestly, and that's what you say about me? You, like, that's not even a correct judgment. All because Megan contacted them? Things start not looking the same as they did. And just the little jabs she would do and say and stuff like that, like, it was very obvious that this, like, she felt some type of way. Yet, I was the one that reached out to her while she's crying over her business. Literally helped her pull herself out of the gutter. And she has the audacity to belittle me and lie about me? Okay. Are you jealous? Because I'm not jealous of you. Megan has nothing that I want. I think she's an amazing person. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's got a lot going for her. I think she's an amazing writer. Like, I have nothing but good things to say about her. So, it's just, like, why would you do that to somebody that's good to you, you know? Why would you put them in a predicament to feel some type of way? Why would you bully them? Why would you, like, just why would you do it? I guess that's the question. Like, why would you do it? If you're preaching all these things on the internet, it's obviously a very good show, you know, and people believe you. But behind closed doors, like, do you think that's not going to ever come out at some point in time? People that have to hold a good reputation for themselves will manipulate other people into situations and things that ultimately get them what they want. So, like, for instance, I'll give you a particular situation. So if somebody has a good reputation but they don't like you, it would ruin their reputation by acting like they don't like you or saying something that they, you know, would draw a negative light on the perception that they've given the public. So they will manipulate other, like, they'll play the victim. They'll go, oh, okay, well, I just feel bad for her. That's why I'm ordering from her. Makes them look good. It makes me look bad. But what you don't know is all of the messages that I used to send Megan going, is your order okay? Is there anything that needs to be changed? Are you happy with your order? Yes, of course, I love it. Are you sure? I guess maybe girls do this type of stuff because I just don't look at other women and feel like the way other girls feel. Like, I don't feel jealous. I don't feel like I'm just going to walk away. Then that's eventually what I had to do. I eventually just had to tell her, this is our last order we're going to do for you. Because it's just too much fucking drama. It's just not that hard. You know, that's enough about that. I had a list a mile long of places that everybody loves and they think is amazing, but yet I have, like, opposite situations. The Cutting Horse Association Club down in South Carolina, or North Carolina, whatever it is. That's, like, they were literally called. They were literally called not printing my logo on the banner when it was supposed to be on there. And instead of giving me my money back like normal people, we had to go to the bank to get the money. Like, that's theft. And then the president, Nick, whoever he is, had the audacity to get an attitude with me. I'm like, you the thief, homie, not me. Just as a side note, okay, I just want everybody to know this. If you see a donations for a club or an association or things of that nature, I don't care what entity that they filed under for the federal government. Like, if they say they're a 501c3, you still have to have certain guidelines from the federal government when you file, like, your books and your numbers and stuff like that. And if they are advertising a service in exchange for that money, that's what it is. It's not like a just donation. You're advertising a service, which is to advertise this company X, Y, and Z, and that's what you need to do. You can't just chalk it up as a donation. It's not a donation. We're paying you for a service. Anyways, I had to go toe-to-toe with these motherfuckers at my bank. Like, I've got pictures of where they didn't print my logo, but took my money. And then I went to the NCHA about it, and don't you know, they just condoned this behavior. They're like, oh, okay, we're fine. No big deal. You think stealing's okay? Middle Tennessee State University. I had to go to the university's dean to get Andrea to respond to me and give me my money back because she took my money and told people, not her, let me rephrase that, somebody there told people not to speak to me. I'm sponsoring your event and you're telling people not to speak to me? I could have gotten into a whole slew of other things. Like state laws that were broken. But I just asked for my money back. That's why she's telling y'all that she had issues with me. That's the issue. She stole my money and was talking shit about me. Why? I have no idea. If you have got a person in a company willing to help you and is nice to you, what the fuck are you going to do that to them? Are you stupid? Anyways, why would you be a club and an association who's got somebody willing and able to help you and do this and you want to do that to them and act like you can get by with it? That's disgusting. Like, that's so gross. In the name of Jesus. And then you want to turn around and block me like I'm crazy. No wonder I'm trying to speak to you. I gave you money and you're lying to people. What? Diamond K. Kevin and Mary Beth. I have only spoken to Mary Beth one time in a matter of 4 or 5 years, however long it's been. And that time that I spoke to Mary Beth, I exchanged a pair of jeans for her. But I'm weird, and you're the we've done called your wife telling people that somebody else made the shit that I made you. We've caught you not once, but twice, not even suggesting my company, but surpassing me to go to other people while you're supposed to be advertising me. Again, have done nothing but have been nice to these people. So I just don't, like, I don't understand why. I don't give a fuck why now, but it just it's we let that go. Obviously, it's not beneficial for me, but I'm just kind of like at the point in my life where I'm not sure if being good is what you're supposed to do, because being good has not, it's gotten me hurt. Thank God not broke, because I fought for my money while people are calling me crazy, but hurt and alone. Not that this is some type of sob story, but I'm just like why be good to somebody? Because they obviously don't want it. You glorify bad behavior and then bitch about it, while you treat good behavior like shit. You don't want that. You realize how stupid that sounds, right? Even though that's what a lot of people have done, or they've shown me. People that somebody else made what I made them while you're taking money from me. that's stealing. It's fucked up. I guess they think nobody will believe me because they have such a beautiful little reputation. I'm disgusted at that. The more I think about it and the more that it pops up in my brain, I'm just like, fuck you, man. Literally, like, fuck you. What? For what, though? Like, that's the biggest question. Like, why would you do that? Why would you not just be like, yeah, that's Bree. She's been good to us. Blah, 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 blah. Instead, you sent me people who tripped up on you. I guess that's it. I think because maybe I worked at a strip club that people's level of respect can go down because of that. But see, I don't think like that. I don't really give a fuck who you are, what you money you got, what your last name is. I don't give a fuck. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. If you're not nice to me, it's gonna be a problem. I mean, that's got to be it. I guess they just think that, like, it's like, oh my God, like, oh God. I gotta tell y'all this story. This is the funniest shit that ever, I think I've ever said to somebody. This real Christian man and his wife, she used to just stare at me. I already knew what was going on. I already knew that this other friend had said something to them. And I don't know why it's funny, but okay. So anyways, this man orders things for me and all this kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. And you can just feel like the energy, like he's like trying to belittle me and make me feel bad because I worked at a strip club. And you, like, it's just like funny, but they think it's degrading and da, 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 da. And I said, so how did you get those kids you got? Did you go buy them at Walmart? You didn't fuck to get them? Oh, okay. Or what really gets me, actually, is the ones that are in the reproductive industry but want to talk shit about the sex industry. I'm sorry. That's what you do for a living, sweetie. You hold a horse's cock. And you think you're better than me? I just hate that some people act the way that they act. But I will tell you this. Karma is not a punishment. A lot of people think that karma is a punishment. It's not a punishment. Karma, you create your karma in everything that you do. So if you are good to somebody, somebody's going to be good to you. If you're bad to somebody, somebody's going to be bad to you. That's how karma works. You get done. You reap what you sow, literally. So, you know, if you are a good person, you tell the truth, you do like you're supposed to do, that's what you're going to get out of life. If you go around mocking people, degrading people, lying about people, causing people problems, that's what's going to happen to you. A lot of people think, like, you know, I do believe in instant karma, but a lot of people think that karma is something that's going to take care of them. Like, it's going to punish them. It's going to get them. No, not necessarily. They're just going to get what they gave. They're going to get what they did to somebody else in some form or fashion. That's what karma is. And I don't wish any ill will on the people that have done me wrong. I really don't. It's sad that they are the way that they are, and they have to do some, it's sad that they had to do some of the things that they did, because it really was just avoidable. Like, it was just so avoidable. It was just like, why are you doing that? But some people can't feel that way. And I'm glad that I never said anything until now about some of the things that have happened, because I don't think I was ready, like emotionally ready, to say anything about it, because I've been working so hard, I haven't had time to actually think about the emotions and the way that it affects you as a human. being sad, being mad, like working your ass off for somebody just to find out they're talking shit and laughing at you. Okay. You know, having somebody not even attempt to communicate with you, but they built this entire narrative that doesn't exist. Okay, that sucks. Why would you do that to me? I haven't really had the time to go into those emotions and work through them, because what people think of me is not my life. Like, it's just not a pattern. That's not my life. It's not a pattern. Just like this girl, like, blocking me yesterday for speaking to her. So, you bought something from me. I try to speak to you like a normal human. And what? That shit's never happened before in my life. It's because a certain person started running their mouth and the shit kind of goes around and what they said is not true. And that's sad. It's sad to see so many people fooled. It's probably the biggest thing. So many people have been fooled. And, but the good thing is that karma is going to get that person. So what they did to me, they're going to get at some point in time in their life. Excuse the behavior that has happened. I could not imagine being that type of person. And having nobody else see through it. I feel like sometimes I'm the only person that can, like, just see straight through the bullshit. Like, ah, you're full of shit. I don't know if this episode was really that great. Because I'm still very sad about the way some of this stuff has played out. Not like Boohoo feels sorry for me sad. But, like, it just didn't have to go like that. I'm such an easy person to get along with. I really am so fucking chill. As long as you don't disrespect me or lie to me, I'm pretty chill, just like any other human. And so I guess that's why it's sad to see the way people decided to take things. It's like, why would you do that, dude? Like, why would you fuck that shit up? But, just like all things in life, everything does happen for a reason. And so I don't regret trying hard and working hard for these people. I don't regret that. I regret who it was for. And that's no hate. That's no hate. I got that out of my body. Like, now that I got that out of my body, like, I've been holding on to this information and what these people have done to me for so long, I have let it eat at me. We're going to move forward. We're going to move forward. Those are the main things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the stealing. I wanted to talk about the bullying. I wanted to talk about the bullshit that was going on with certain people. That's their problem now. Not my problem. I'm not going to let it eat my body and my brain and my goodness because of what these people have done. But I am going to tell you this, okay? In order to move on and to move on from it, you got to get it out. You got to talk about it. You have got to get it out. Because I'm a tough motherfucker. I'm crying because I cannot understand doing this to somebody. Like, I have never made it a point in my life to purposely lie about somebody or make some life bad. I have had nothing to do with certain people for extended periods of time. But I have never not had their back when they needed me. Like, I'm a loyal to a fault. Like, I am loyal to a fault. Either I am with you or I am not with you. I'm not necessarily against you. I'm just not with you. So those are the two things in my life. I'm either with you 110 or I'm just not with you. Like, I don't make it a point to seek revenge. I don't make it a point to be like a bad person to people. Like, that's just not how my brain works. So I don't wish any ill will on these people. I just know that karma's going to get them, and she's a bigger bitch than me. So, if you ever find yourself in this type of situation where you have literally, like, just went from, I don't know, like, you went from trusting these people that they're going to advertise you correctly and say the right thing about you, to learning that they're not, to being attacked on the internet, to not being able to get out of your bed, to now I have a podcast that I'm finally talking to. I could not have done this 2 years ago. All the strength that I have just to get out of bed and work 24/7. Like, I know these things are being said about me that aren't true. And I tried so hard to talk about it to people. I tried so hard to fix it. And I can't wrap my head around why somebody would do this to somebody who has done nothing to you. I don't want anybody else to know that if you are ever, like, in this type of situation, just stay. You're needed. You're special. Just stay. Like, the shit that all of that shit that I've talked about, it don't mean a fucking thing. They're not going to get anywhere in life. They think they are, but they're not. Not acting like that. They don't mean shit. Don't wish them nothing. Don't wish them good. Don't wish them down. Don't do nothing. Just let them go. Let them go. Let them go fuck themselves. Okay? We up front and center. I am exactly what you see. Second of all, okay? You're not going to... I love these balloons. Second of all, you're not going to get... you're not going to move forward if you believe what they tell you. So every time something crosses in your brain that, like, you heard you were this... Like, there are so many rumors about me that aren't true. It's insane. So, like, I would hear that I... certain things. Like, I was perceived as this, or I was that, or certain things like that. Don't get caught up in trying to fix that. If I could go back and change anything, I probably would have not tried to talk to people. I tried to talk to people because I knew what they were being told, and I could feel that empathy, and that, like, I could feel that, and I would try to talk to them about it to fix it. Don't. Just don't. Okay? Because once somebody's made up their mind about what you are, let that be. It'll be on them to change it or not change it. Let that be. It's a matter of... Sometimes people believe what they believe about you because that's comfortable. They don't give a fuck about trying to learn anything else. And then that's on you. Okay. No big deal. I already have chosen to believe what they want to believe. Whether it's true or not, right or wrong or not, they've already made that choice. So let them, they're not bad if they choose to believe what they want to believe. That's why it was really hard for me to get mad at certain people that were attacking me, because I couldn't blame them for believing what they were presented. Like, that's all they know. But the world would be a better place if more people asked questions instead of assuming. But I have come to learn something with this. I have struggled with this statement because I'm very much, I want to learn, I want to ask questions, etc., etc., etc. Some people don't want to ask questions because they don't give a fuck. They do not give a fuck. Which is good for you. That's great. If they don't give a fuck, fuck it. Then you have to just take that and just let that go. Just let that go. And that's probably one of the hardest things for me to ever do. And it's not necessarily a control issue. It's just like, I worked so hard. I mean, I have worked 7 days a week, 15, 20 hour days for people that literally just lied about me. Instead of saying, oh yeah, man, she works her ass off. Oh yeah, yeah, she'll be good. Da, 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 da. They just watched me work and then turned around and just said things that weren't true or caused even more problems on me when I didn't need it. That's really what it is. That's what it feels like. We're going to watch you work hard for me, and I'm going to lie about you. Who does that? I had this guy tell somebody that I was high paced sales or something. instead of, man, she works her ass off. Me and her could really make some money together. She's really nice. She was nice to me. She put me on her podcast. It was, she's high volume sales. I think, you know what? I wanted to touch on this in this episode, and I don't know if I didn't think I'd be able to, but I am. So horse people are literally engraved in our brains from an early age to compete with our friend that's beside us. And whereas, like, the strip club, for instance, or any club, any bar club, okay? Let's take a different scenario. That's not necessarily the case. It could be more or less a territorial thing when it comes to relationships, men and women, or maybe a protective thing when it comes to friends and friends groups and stuff of that nature. But over here in the horse world, when you're in an arena side by side or you do your runs, it's engraved in our brain, okay? We're competing with this person, but we have to be nice to this person. You realize there's nothing nice about the word competition? Competitor. There's not nothing nice about that word competitor. But yet you have to compete like you give a fuck, but then you have to act like you're nice and you're okay with it. You see that conflict? It's the same conflict. Let's go back over here to a regular bar. It's the same conflict of why people necessarily don't like swingers. It actually boils down to, okay, well, that's his property, not the other guy's. It's like a territorial thing. Just like animals. I mean, I hate to say this. I really do. But it's like the same thing. Like when it comes to relationships and romance or even friendships and stuff, we get territorial and we get protective because it's engraved in our brain. Like that's, I hate to say property, but like that's our human. And when you love something, you protect it from other outside people or things of that nature. But that's why, like, when it comes to swingers or when it comes to people that have open relationships, it's so hard to understand that concept because it's engraved in our brain to be with one person for the rest of your life. It's so out there to even think that they must not love them if they're with somebody else. No, you can love somebody. Why are you fucking someone else? Absolutely, you can. But it's just ingrained in society that this is the perfect way to live. Okay? Now, back to the horse world. It's ingrained in our brains. Okay? That you have to be friends with the person that you're competing with. God forbid it actually was a competition. Like, I use this all the time. CVS and Walgreens. Do you think CVS and Walgreens are having brunch together? Do you think Nike and Adidas are like hanging out on the weekends? Yo, dog, call me. No. They are competing, and there's nothing nice about it. They're competing for athletes. They're competing for advertising. They're competing for sales. They're competing for market shares. They're competing with everything, and there's nothing nice about it. They will take each other to court. They will protect their assets. They will file this and do this and do that. Imagine doing that in the horse world. That's what it is. It's a competition. Some people, horse trainers that don't have any other 9-to-5 and it's not their hobby, that's their living. So you have to win, but you can't beat your friend, but you got to win, but you can't get upset, but you got to win, but you got to act right. It's literally ingrained in our brains to compete with the person next to us that's in the arena and outside the arena. And I also blame that to a lot of the things that I have dealt with as far as business is concerned. You know, Megan made the comment one time when a particular situation went down who she cried to me about. This girl made this post about how, recommend anybody but Be More Media. And the only reason why she did that was because me and Megan kind of hooked up. And not like that, but like I was doing work for her. I'm literally growing my business, not thinking a fucking thing about anything. Like literally not thinking anything about anything because I just don't have that competitive mindset when it comes to like, I will literally let you have it. I will make you a prize and let you have it. Like I just ain't like that. So Black Cat makes this post or whatever, and apparently they were competing. And I snapped back at her because I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I've literally done nothing to you. Literally have done nothing to you. I drove all the way to Raleigh to deliver your shit for you so you would have it. I changed out these shirts you didn't like for free. And you do this to me? Like, out of the blue, like, phew, completely blindsided by it. And Megan's the one that showed it to me. And that was the first red flag. Megan didn't know that that was a red flag to me, but I knew that was a red flag. Because one, why are you showing me this? Why are you concerned with her? If you don't care about her and you have problems with her. Because she told me she had problems with Black Cat. And I was having problems with Black Cat as far as them, like, constantly Snapchatting me and, like, the stuff with Courtney. And, like Courtney was giving free shit and then she didn't mention me on the internet. Like, when she made her post. Anyways, I digress. Back to the competitive thing that I'm talking... This leads up to the whole thing that I'm talking about. Horse girls are literally ingrained. That's why we're fucking crazy. To be competitive. With the chick. Look at this mouse this whole time. I'm sorry. With the person next to you. But you gotta also have good sportsmanship. We are not... There's not a team when it comes to horses. Like softball, you have a team of chicks. Volleyball, you have a team. There's that camaraderie. There's that, like, okay, well, we trust each other. We're gonna get along. We are in this together. You don't have that in the horse world. You have girls against girls. And I think that's one of the things that's against us. It's ingrained in our brain to compete with the person next to us, whether it makes sense or not. Which, I love horses and I loved showing, but it's very easy to get sucked into the whole winning thing. And all you want to do is win, and because there's a lot of pressure. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. It's not for the faint of heart, showing horses, or any sport if you want to take it serious, but it is supposed to just be fun. Anyways, I used to, me and my ex-husband did lawn care, so not a lot of people know this, but when I originally got fired out of the real estate book, I had nothing. We had like $300 to our name. And I was working at this sign shop for like fucking, I don't know, $8 an hour. It's not going to get me anywhere. And I remember literally sitting on the curb out back smoking a cigarette. Because I used to smoke cigarettes. And I knew I needed to leave. It was probably the dumbest decision if you think about it in hindsight. Like, here you have no fucking money. Your boyfriend, or you're living with your boyfriend at, like, literally your mom's house and his mom's house. And y'all are, I just left a kind of bad relationship. And I barely got this fucking job, and I just left it. It was great, though, because we built that little business up from nothing. Anyways, I used to do lawn care. We would take bags of candy, and I would print flyers out at Office Depot, and we would hang them up inside the nice neighborhoods. And we got lawns that way. That's how people hired us. This was before social media. This was MySpace days, actually. Of course, it wasn't on MySpace. But this was MySpace days. And that's how we grew that business. Finally had to dissolve it in 2016 because we got a divorce. I felt like it probably could have went on further. But anyways, you're not going to get anywhere going against each other. You can get a lot further if you work together. But I think it's just engraved in our brains. Maybe that is what it is. It's just engraved in our brains to be that way. And that's weird. It's a tough place to be because you don't want to be the person that, you know, labeled bad sportsmanship because you're literally trying to beat your friend. Okay, well, isn't that why we're doing this? No. You're not trying to beat your friend, but you're in a competition. You see how fucked up that shit is? I'm going to end it with this. It has been very hard for me not to hate the horse industry after the things that I have been through with it. It is so hard for me not to hate the horse industry. I grew up riding horses. I grew up doing all of these things and loved it. But I'm just really disappointed.